Live cattle prices have reached lows not seen in a decade. Meanwhile, beef prices are at record highs. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck looked into this seeming disparity.
Cattle ranchers have faced some scary situations recently as prices took a dive. That includes Amy Tabor, who ranches and farms in Shoshone in southern Idaho.
About a month ago, we had a load of cattle that was supposed to ship. They called us and said, we will not be taking cattle this week.
That was a shock. But then later that week, she got good news. The large processor wanted two loads after all, so she sent out two semis.
And an hour later, those cattle came back and got offloaded to the feedlot, and they said they wouldn't be taking any cattle for at least 2 weeks, which was really frightening. In the meantime, we were watching the beef prices go from a sustainable $1.05 drop down to less than a dollar.
She says they've been lucky, though. They've increased their sales directly to consumers, and they've still got a good relationship with local butcher shops. Still, during this pandemic, cattle prices have hit lows not seen since 2010. Meanwhile, wholesale beef prices set record high prices. That highlights concerns Tabor's had for years. She understands that there are costs between selling a cow and getting a beef patty.
But, you know, if I'm getting 85 cents a pound for prime beef, why is hamburger $8 a pound? That doesn't connect.
The question is, have beef processing companies been working together to fix prices to make more money? Just four beef packing companies own at least 80% of the market, according to the latest estimates from the USDA. Concerns over possible collusion and price fixing are spreading among ranchers and cattlemen's associations. And now, the U.S. Department of Justice and attorneys general around the country have taken note. That includes Montana's Tim Fox.
It's not every day that you get phone calls from the Attorney General of the United States or his top antitrust lawyer, and now these folks are on my speed dial.
Fox is one of 11 attorneys general who encouraged the DOJ to get involved. Before that, though, Fox says he had already been looking into the issue.
So my office had been investigating, what was going on in the market, and so I had some information that I thought was perhaps something that Attorney General Barr should hear.
Of course, Fox says it's not certain yet whether there even was price fixing. What he is certain of, though, is that a market with so few companies at the top is vulnerable to things like price fixing.
So that is a recipe for problems in and of itself when you have an oligopolistic situation with four big companies who are really concentrating the market.
Usual economic forces do explain at least some of the price fluctuations, though. COVID-19 meant massive packing plants slowed and even closed down as workers got sick. Many of those are opening back up, but there's still a bottleneck because for a time, lots of cattle had limited places to go. That depressed prices for ranchers, but meant higher prices for consumers as less meat was being processed. Caitlin McCulloch is the director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
I think in any market, whether you're talking about cattle or some other production system where there either aren't enough buyers or aren't enough sellers, that changes the dynamic to some extent.
The question is, does this simple rule of supply and demand explain the low price of cattle and the high price of beef right now? She says that's tricky to figure out. But the U.S. Department of Justice is trying to do just that. Montana's Attorney General Tim Fox says that if processing companies are at fault, they will be prosecuted. But even if the investigation doesn't find illegal activity,
we still suggest that there be regulatory strategies that should be explored to promote competition, address market manipulation, and protect the consumers. I think that is, at the very least, the outcome that we're looking for.
The top beef processing companies were unavailable to comment on the story, but the North American Meat Institute, which represents meat packers, offered an emailed statement. It said that there are federal agencies and antitrust regulations in place to keep agriculture markets fair, and those agencies have vetoed prior merger requests. The U.S. Department of Justice hasn't announced a timeline for when it will conclude its investigation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.